Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome. This is Wacky Wednesday here on the Arrowhead Addict channel. I'm Adam Best, as always, with Sterling and producer Richard. How are we doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm feeling Hollywood, man. We haven't got the chance to discuss this yet.
And I have discussed it too much.
I know. I have some quick thoughts I'll get to before we jump in. But we've got a fun show for you guys today. With free agency winding down, at least this kind of first substantial block of free agency winding down, we're going to rank the AFC, do some power rankings, kind of take an early look at the Chiefs' path back to the Super Bowl as they try to make it for, God, I guess the fifth time in 6 years. That's insane to say out loud, but that's our reality.
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, before we get to that, what are your thoughts on Hollywood Brown?
I think the thing that jumps out to me is that he's never been in a pass-heavy offense in the NFL. What they were doing in Baltimore with Greg Roman was, when it worked, it was very effective. It catapulted Lamar to an MVP, but it was very much run, 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 supplement the run with a little bit of play action and run, run, run some more. And then Hollywood went down to Arizona with Cliff Kingsbury, who didn't know what he was doing. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins, those guys never did any motion. They were just stationary. Last year with Jonathan Gannon, they were pounding the rock with James Conner as well. Our friend of the show, Matt Harmon, kind of broke down Hollywood, and he does better inside. He can play outside. He can beat press man coverage, but he does a lot of his damage inside against the zone, kind of similar to Rashee Rice. I mean, they're very different players. But I don't think he's been deployed right, and I don't think he's been in a pass-first offense. Andy Reid getting his hands on kind of a dollar store Tyreek Hill, he's going to use him the same way. So not only is he going to stretch the field vertically, he's going to stretch the field horizontally. A lot of in-breakers. You're going to see some jet sweeps. The Chiefs really didn't have anybody to run those plays by the time the Super Bowl hit because – Mecole Hardman wasn't cutting it. Kadarius Toney wasn't playing. Sky Moore wasn't playing. And I think Hollywood Brown is a perfect option for some of those gadget plays too. So I'm just excited for the numbers he's going to put up. He's going to be really motivated to get a bag. And I just think the fit with Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce and how he'll amplify them and help them get open underneath, it's wild. And in a market where I prefer Darnell Mooney because I thought Darnell Mooney was going to come in at 10 to 13 million and Hollywood was going to cost like 18, 19 million. So in a market where Darnell Mooney's making more, where Mike Williams is getting up to 15, getting Hollywood at 7 to 11, this is a bargain only the Chiefs can get. This is the Mahomes effect. We've talked about it until we're blue in the face. Most guys in this league are not going to take less money for a chance to win a ring. But the great thing coming to Kansas City and being part of that offense does for you is not only does it give you a chance to win a ring, it gives you a chance to get on TV a lot, to resuscitate your career, to inflate your value, and then get paid. So it's kind of the best of both worlds for guys. And I'm over the moon with this deal.
Yeah. No, again, the contract makes this even greater. Again, I like Hollywood Brown in a nutshell. I didn't like what I thought he was going to cost. But again, when we see the contract come out, even I am thrilled by this. Yes, I see 21 gone. Yeah, Mike Edwards signing a one-year deal with the Bills. He had a nice little post on the X. Chiefs gave him some love as well. But yeah, Mike Edwards was a great one-year signing. We'll remember that guy. He made some decent plays and some decent sized moments. He was one of the veteran guys that allowed some of the corners to play more physical. He was the ball hawk when Justin Reed is more of the box safety, right? He was bringing something a little different flavor to that secondary room. So Mike Edwards going to Buffalo. Like, why did it have to be Buffalo, Mike? But still, we are happy for you. By the way, before we get into our AFC power rankings, March Madness, the real day one starts tomorrow. I mean, I know there was a game last night and Virginia once again gets bounced. Come on now. You know, you got a couple more games this afternoon, but I bet on March. And if you guys want to bet, make sure you guys download DraftKings. DraftKings is offering a fantastic sign-up bonus for new users. New customers can place a $5 first bet on any sport to instantly claim $150 in bonus bets when you sign up with our code Arrowhead. The best part is that you will receive your rewards even if your first bet loses. Using our code Arrowhead not only gets you these bonuses, but it also directly supports our podcast. If you've been considering signing up for the DraftKings, make sure to use the code Arrowhead to maximize your first bets. This offer is only available to new customers who are 21 plus and physically present in legal gambling states. Please remember to always gamble responsibly and check the episode description for the full terms of the offer to see if you qualify.
Just a quick thought on Mike Edwards before we jump in. Sad to see him go, even sadder to see him go to Buffalo, but the Chiefs have four safeties under contract, I believe. They're getting Brian Cook back, who has had a promising start to his career. And if you look at the safety market right now, it's flooded. Justin Simmons, still out there. Blackman's still out there. I think Quandre Diggs is still out there. I didn't think there was any reason for the Chiefs to kind of lose leverage and rush that signing. I think if they want additional depth at safety, they can wait a couple weeks and see what's still out there.
Agreed. And we all expect Shamari Connor to have a fairly large role next year, taking that next step in his career. Justin Reed, obviously still here. You're not going to pay a good chunk of change. I didn't see the contract yet for Mike Edwards. I tried to find it. Little slight glance. I've not seen the actual numbers yet, but you're not going to overpay for a safety, a third or fourth safety. Again, they brought back Deion Bush, if I'm not mistaken, correct? The Chiefs did. So they already have a little bit of extra depth in that
regard. The Lamar killer himself.
And by the way, who knows about Nazee Johnson?
Right.
A name that I want to keep bringing up, but the Chiefs have depth.
One of the common threads of small businesses is that so few are responsible for so many things. That's what makes it vital to have the right people in the right places. This is where LinkedIn Jobs comes in, and that's why we want to tell you about them. When you're hiring for your small business, you need to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why LinkedIn Jobs is so vital. They have the tools to help you find the right people for your team faster and for free. Look, LinkedIn isn't just another job board. They have a vast network of more than 1 billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. And they do all that while making the process easy and intuitive. Look, hiring is easy when you have that many qualified candidates. So easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. 2.5 million small businesses are already using LinkedIn for hiring. You should too. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/arrowhead. That's linkedin.com/arrowhead to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That said, let's move to the 2024 AFC Power Rankings. We're going to kind of recalibrate the pecking order in the AFC. We'll start with worst and work our way up to first. Does that sound good, Sterling?
Love it. Absolutely okay. Love it.
So let's just run through all the teams in alphabetical order. We have the Baltimore Ravens, Buffalo Bills, Cincinnati Bengals, Cleveland Browns, Denver Broncos, boo, Houston Texans, Indianapolis Colts, Jacksonville Jaguars, our beloved Kansas City Chiefs, the Las Vegas Raiders, Los Angeles Chargers, Miami Dolphins, New England Patriots, New York Jets, Pittsburgh Steelers, and Tennessee Titans. Those are the 16 teams we are going to rank. And who has the dubious honor of coming in at number 16? Denver has to be in consideration here, don't they?
Yeah, for me, this is a three-team race between Denver, Tennessee, and New England. It's kind of, who do you want? Pick your poison. All three of these teams are ass.
I'm pulling Tennessee out of that group just because of what Vrabel has proven with some kind of underhanded.
You know, Vrabel's gone, right?
Oh my gosh, he's gone. And Sean Payton is the best coach out of that group because Bill Belichick is also gone. So, man, we needed this recalibration. Sean Payton finished the year strong, but he got 70 hung on him last year.
I'm going New England 3. I think New England's horrendous. Jared Mayo, good luck, man. But, dude.
I don't know, man. Let's consider the division they're in. Because that's going to contribute to the record, right?
The Bills will wax them. The Dolphins will wax them. The Jets will wax them.
Yeah, I think the AFC East is definitely stronger than the AFC West.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, again, the Bills took a step back, but they're still much better than the Patriots. Patriots are ass, dude. Who's their quarterback? Who's going to be starting at quarterback?
Well, I mean, maybe Daniels or May. Whoever's there at three, probably.
Weapons. like my whole
who's
point
the
is
Broncos it's gonna be, quarterback. You know, they pick way later. I don't know if they're gonna have anybody left at that point for them to take.
But they have a better roster overall. That's what it comes down to. The New England Patriots have it's the worst roster in football. By far. Who are their weapons?
Yeah, there's no Patrick Surtain on that team, I don't think. I'm trying to rack my brain.
There's no Cortland Sutton or even Tim Patrick. Like, there's no one. That team, they have that rookie wide receiver last year who
was really solid. He's a wide receiver 3 on most teams.
They lost Trent Brown. The offensive line taking a step back. The defense isn't good. Bill Belichick can't coach that defense up anymore.
Hunter Henry and Kendrick Bourne, you know?
It's like, man, that is a bad, bad team. I'm going New England 16, and I'm not even thinking twice.
All right. I think Denver has to be 15. I mean, look at what the talent that they've moved at, the kind of talent exodus. Justin Simmons, one of the best safeties in the league. Jerry Jeudy, regardless of what you think about him, he's a valuable piece to that offense.
I think valuable is a strong word.
I think he's the most overrated receiver in the league, but he's still starter level quality.
The Browns, what? They made a decent trade where you're like, okay, you're taking a shot on a former first rounder. I get it. You give up hardly nothing. And then you turn around and pay a dude who's done nothing for your franchise. Where have we seen that happen before? Once in Denver and two with the Browns. Like, right. The Browns stay being the Browns when they do shit like this. I mean, the absurdity. It is asinine. It is an atrocity that the Browns keep doing. If you are a Browns fan right now, are you just pulling your hair out? Like, oh my gosh, 58 mil, 19 mil guarantee, or 19 AAV for a dude who's most likely a wide receiver 3.
Yeah, and they're not going to be down here because Jim Schwartz and that defense are looking pretty phenomenal. But I don't know what their deal is with these wide receivers. Have they gotten good bargains on Amari Cooper, Elijah Moore, and Jerry Jeudy? Yes, absolutely. But all those guys are a little soft, a lot overrated. There's not a wide receiver one.
Best call an NFL athlete soft.
There's not a wide receiver one among them. Look, Amari Cooper and Jerry Jeudy, they get a little alligator arm-ish. They do. They do.
I like Amari Cooper a lot. I think you are being a little too harsh on AC.
Okay. But I'm not being too harsh on the Broncos, who are completely blowing this thing up. Sean Payton thought he could come in and use the credit card to turn things around overnight, you know, kind of that same strategy that he had down in the Big Easy. It did not work. It was not the Big Easy. It was the Big Hard for Sean Payton. And I just think that team, they're not going to find a quarterback. I mean, maybe they get J.J. McCarthy or the fourth best quarterback in this draft. I mean, that's kind of the top option for the Broncos and what they're staring at right now.
I'll go Broncos 15 with you, but I think the next team that you could also make a case for is Titans. I think the Titans, Broncos, and Patriots are clear-cut the three best or the three worst teams in the AFC.
I think I've got another contender for you. Okay. The Chargers are going to be really bad.
No, I mean, Justin Herbert, guy.
Who is Justin Herbert going to throw to? Josh Palmer and
yeah, Quentin dude, Will Johnson? Levis. And who's Will Levis throwing the ball to? I mean, it's the same thing. At least one team has Justin Herbert and the other team has, my point exactly. Give me the guy.
I think the Chargers are bad enough that they deserve to be mentioned in the same breath as these other teams, as kind of do the Raiders. Now, I think we're going to agree that the Titans just have an overall dearth of talent. You know, they just don't have – they've just been bleeding talent. I mean, all these guys that they drafted are gone. Derrick Henry's gone. A.J. Brown's
gone.
The Titans
suck, dude. The Titans suck. Like, the fact they fired Mike Vrabel makes zero sense. The Titans are horrible.
Yeah. It makes so little sense. I forgot they did it. I still can't believe they fired him. How any of that was his fault. I just remember on draft day when they traded A.J. Brown and his face in the war room looked like somebody shot his puppy. I mean, he just knew that ownership and the front offices there were screwing him over. And then they throw $23 million at Calvin Ridley, good player. But in a world where you can get Hollywood Brown for a 7-11, you're going to give $23 million to Calvin Ridley? I don't get it.
And I'm not a Calvin Ridley guy. When you were 29 years old and folks are still talking about potential, sorry, I'm out. Yeah, he's a year younger than Mike Evans. Everyone, the guy who is perpetually going over 1,000 yards every single year. Yeah, the guy that we keep talking about has a lot of potential. Is why I was so out for Kansas City trying to sign Calvin Ridley. I was so out, couldn't be farther out on him. That's where we're at. So we'll put Titans at what? That's 14 then?
Correct.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay, so now 13.
And we're looking at those two AFC West teams right here, right? The Raiders and Chargers probably?
I think the Raiders are, they're going to figure something out at quarterback. The Raiders have a really good team, in my opinion, outside of quarterback, which I know it's tough to say, but I loved a lot of the moves the Raiders made. Their defense is going to be extremely salty this year. I can't get there with you, man.
I'm just mulling them over right here. I mean, they've got to be considered because the AFC at the top is a gauntlet. So I agree with you. Christian Wilkins next to Max Crosby is going to be frightening. And I think Antonio Pierce really turned that team around, that franchise around. Their defense was playing lights out since he became the interim coach. I expect that to continue. So, but again, a team with a question mark at the quarterback position versus Justin Herbert, you got to go with Justin Herbert, right?
No, because Gardner Minshew is not horrific. Gardner Minshew, you see what he did with the Colts last year? You're telling me the Colts aren't a similar team to the Raiders? I think the Raiders are actually more talented than the Colts were last year.
Oh, man.
I think they definitely were. I think they're definitely going to be. Devontae Adams is your Michael Pittman.
Right.
I actually like Michael Mayer as their tight end. Their defense is, again, I think really good. Their offensive line needs a little bit of work, but I think it's not as bad as some people are making it out to be.
Lost Josh Jacobs. That's a blow.
Yeah, but I mean, Alexander Mattison's fine. Zaire White, I believe, is still there. I mean, I get what you're saying, but I think the Raiders are actually going to surprise some people this year. I think you're looking at, if Gardner Minshew's their starting quarterback, I think they're about a 500 team. So I am not putting them down there 13, 12, maybe even 11.
Hey, I like Gardner Minshew as much as the next guy. Fun personality, but he's a backup. He's a very good backup, but he's a backup.
I'm not disagreeing, but again, I think we have a legitimate comp of last year, and that comp is the Colts. The Colts last year went 9-8. Again, I think this Raiders team is just as talented, if not more so, than that Colts team last year. This current Raiders team, I think 9-8 is about what they are with Gardner. That's where I'm at.
So what we're talking about, what we're trying to figure out here, is how big of a gap does a marquee quarterback create versus a replacement level quarterback? And I think what you're saying is the Raiders have enough talent to overcome the Herbert Minshew gap. Their team is superior than the Chargers. And I kind of think the Chargers are going to be well coached too. I think they're going to come in, establish the run, do a lot of things well. But, oh, man. So we're going the Chargers here.
I'll go Chargers here. I'm going Steelers at 12. Steelers lost Deontay Johnson. Yeah, they have George Pickens, but they lost – let's be real now. I think Deontay Johnson was their de facto wide receiver one, if you based on the target share. That's a big loss. Russell Wilson's an improvement over Mason Rudolph. Justin Fields is there. But I get Mike Tomlin and his 500-plus record. I get it. It's fun. That's a bad team, though, man. This will be the worst team. I actually like them bringing in Russ and Justin Fields because of the contract. I mean, why wouldn't you? It makes sense for them. But losing Deontay Johnson and some of the pieces they have, I just don't think that's a good team. So 13, I'll go Chargers. 12, I'm going Steelers.
Let me think about this. I agree with you. Deontay Johnson is a master separator, one of the best players at getting open in the league. Very underrated receiver. I wish they would have done business with the Chiefs, but they're delusional. They think they are a contender. They are not. And I think one of the problems with Mike Tomlin, we've talked about this before, is they don't just pull off the Band-Aid. They don't bottom out. So they're kind of stuck here with a sort of talent-poor roster. Now they've got some studs on defense, no doubt, but I don't think that offense, I just don't have a lot of faith in it, you know, and I agree with you.
Oh, and Arthur Smith's their OC, by the way. Like, who saw the Falcons last year and said, you know what we need? We need some of that in our offense. They went from Matt Canada to maybe a worse OC. Like, it is hilarious what the Steelers are doing. Why would anyone in Pittsburgh think that that is going to work out?
Arthur Smith 2 years ago had a really good year in Atlanta. The issue with him is, for some bizarre reason unknown to man, he wouldn't properly utilize the superstars his general manager was drafting in the top 10. Just doesn't make sense. Doesn't really have those kind of players in Atlanta. I mean, in Pittsburgh, but I don't know. I think there is a timeline where we've seen enough of Russ. We've seen enough of him. Can he be slightly above replacement level? I think so. But the best potential timeline for the Steelers, I think, is one where Justin Fields comes in and seizes that job and resurrects his career. I don't really see that happening, but gosh, they gave up nothing for him, right?
Yeah, I mean, Broncos are paying that. I'm just telling you right now, at 12, I'm going to go.
You're not going to consider the Raiders or Colts here.
No. I'm not.
You're a little higher on the Raiders than I am, but I liked what I saw from the Colts last year. I liked what I saw from them. And they're a well-run franchise. I think everyone kind of thinks that. Okay, I'll go the Steelers here. They will probably outperform the spot by a little bit. That's just because who they are. But I'm not too worried about them leapfrogging up to six or anything. So I think it's Raiders time now.
No, it's not.
You've been pushing back really hard.
Dude, I'm taking them over the Browns. The Browns defense last year, do you understand how fluky it was when they are that good at home and you're that miserable on the road? No one wanted to talk about it. Their defense was great. It was great because they were historically good at home. If you're that bad on the road, that might be more of who you are. Like, I think Deshaun Watson is no longer even a good quarterback. I don't think Deshaun Watson's even an average quarterback anymore. So where am I going with the Browns? I think they're in the exact same boat as the Raiders. But I think both of those teams, personally, to me, are better than the Colts. I think the Colts will be a fun team. They'll be a frisky team. I think you're going to see a lot higher highs with Anthony Richardson compared to Gardner Minshew. But I think you're going to see a lot lower lows, too. You're going to see some, that looks like a rookie quarterback. I guess technically he's in his second year because he was injured. But that's the way I'm going. I think I'm going to say the Colts in this spot.
Oh, I don't know. Shane Steichen did such a good job with Jalen Hurts and then Anthony Richardson last year. He had some sensational moments. I really like the talent. I kind of like their weapons too. Jonathan Taylor, Michael Pittman. As for Cleveland, Myles Garrett, for my money, is probably the best defender in the National Football League. So when he's the centerpiece of your defense and you have an elite defensive coordinator, yeah, I think they're going to be good, even if they were a little fluky last year. So, and keep in mind, that was his first season in Cleveland. So, I would put the Raiders here just because of the quarterback issue. But I don't feel great about Deshaun Watson. I mean, I think they would have been better off with Jacoby Brissett.
Well, you can put Colts here. You don't have to put the Browns here. You can put the Colts here.
Yeah, I don't think I'm cool with putting the Raiders above the Browns. I just think the Browns have too much talent on that roster.
Okay, so Colts here at 11 then.
Okay.
By the way, I want to give a shout out to Angry Drunken German gifting 10 subs. Thank you for the 10 memberships. Dude, ADG, you're the man. Always appreciate you. And look, you even made it for one of our 4:30s. You actually made it here on time. We love to see it.
Love to see it.
All right, so we're on Colts then at 11, correct?
Yeah, with the caveat that I think if Anthony Richardson takes a step forward, they can exceed these expectations.
Oh, yeah, they're going to have one of the highest variances of any team. If you look at the Steelers, Chargers, Titans, Broncos, Patriots, I think the Colts have way more upside than those teams. I think the Chargers are the only other team because they have a good quarterback, but the rest of the roster I don't think is very, very talented. I think it's way, way worse of a roster than what the Colts have. All right, so now we have this next category. We have the Browns. We have the Raiders and a team we've not brought up, the Jags. Losing Calvin Ridley. You know I don't like Trevor Lawrence. I think people get enamored by his hair and where he was drafted and what he did in college. I think he's a fine quarterback. But the folks that think he's this elite quarterback or great quarterback, I think you're out of your gourd. I think he's fine.
He's taking Jordan Love over him.
Sure.
You know?
I just, Trevor Lawrence doesn't do it for me. I think you're going to see the Jags take a decent step back this year. So I think you're going, in my opinion, you have the Jags, the Raiders, or the Browns in this category.
I'm definitely not going the Browns. I just think that is too much of a talent-rich roster to stick down here. I see what you're saying with Jacksonville. I think trading out Calvin Ridley for Gabe Davis,
horrible.
It's just a nightmare fuel, right? I don't understand that.
And I don't like Calvin Ridley, and I'm still taking his side.
No, neither of us do. And their free agency strategy every year just leaves you scratching their head. It is incoherent. 2 years later, they let all these guys walk. You always look back thinking, what was the plan there? And Jacksonville continues not to have a plan. Their coach is okay. You know, their coach is okay, Doug Peterson. I don't think he's looked as good in Jacksonville as he did in Philly. I mean, correct me if you disagree there. I don't think he's hit the ground running with Trevor Lawrence like people expected.
No, he's not. I still think Doug Peterson's a really good head coach, but you're correct. So Colts 11, let's go Jags 10, man. I'm going Jags 10.
Man, you are doing anything within your power to artificially inflate the Las Vegas Raiders here.
Dude, I hate the Raiders. Like, I'm a Chiefs guy. Look at the Arrowhead Addict disc above my dome. I got to give credit where credit's due. I'm not going to be a hater just for the sake of being a hater. I got to be realistic.
I think that Christmas Day game is still haunting us and maybe confusing us a little bit.
Not at all. I'm telling you, the moves they made, and even Gardner Minshew, even if they draft a rookie quarterback, like,
who would they draft? They're at 13, I think. Are they going to pick Bo Nix, Michael Penix, somebody like that, you think?
Probably. I mean, again, what did they go last year? Last year they went 8-9 with Aiden O'Connell. And they got a lot better.
Yeah, but Cleveland actually made the playoffs. And, yeah.
I hate the Raiders. So we're going Colts 11, Jags 10, and we'll go Raiders 9.
Okay. You fought Richard, hard for them. I mean, you got that Antonio Pierce in you, man.
AP in me.
You brought it.
I don't know, Richard, if we're able to get that up there. Thank you. Colts, sorry. 10 will do the Jags. Mm-hmm. And then 9 will do Raiders.
The Raiders.
All right. I feel like I fought hard for this, and I feel like I earned this.
You did earn that. I'm looking at the Jets right now. I am not buying these moves. This is a team held together with bubblegum and duct tape. I just don't believe it's going to work. I don't really believe in the general manager, the coach, the owner. Aaron Rodgers has lost his goddamn mind. I think the Mike Williams signing, I mean, between Mike Williams, who I don't like, and Tyron Smith, who I do like, how many games are you going to get out of those two guys?
Oh, it's hilarious. I mean, it's an old folks home. I mean, this is a rehabilitation center in New Jersey, not New York, because they play in East Rutherford. It pisses me off. They should be called the Jersey Jets. That name, again, is way cooler than the New York Jets. There's no alliteration there. The Jersey Jets slaps, and they play in Jersey. So it's also correct geographically.
Sorry, what are we teaching our kids, you know?
I'm passionate about this, okay? I'm passionate about this. I actually agree with Joshua Clayton here. I'm going Browns 8, Jets 7. That's the way I see it. I think the Jets have a lot more upside than the Browns. I think the Browns defense will take a step back. I think the Jets defense will continuously be good. There wasn't a lot underlined in the Jets defense that made them seem like flukes. The Browns, again, they have a lot of great players, but you saw what they did on the road. That to me would make me very, very scared. I think overall that defense takes a step back. Well, I don't see Deshaun Watson taking a step forward. I don't think that offense all of a sudden gets better. So that's why I'd put Browns 8, Jets 7.
I think that's acceptable just on giving the Jets the nod because of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I mean, tiebreaker goes to the quarterback, really. And Deshaun Watson, I have more faith in Aaron Rodgers, you know, personal issues aside, that he still has it post Achilles tear, then, I mean, Deshaun Watson is just completely washed.
Correct.
I don't see any resurrecting him. I mean, he is just damaged goods through and through. So Browns 8, Jets 7. We're united on that front. I think we're getting to the point where we have to talk about the Miami Dolphins, who probably have taken a step backwards this offseason because of their cap situation.
Yeah, everyone, just the teams we have left as a heads up. We have the Ravens, the Bills, the Bengals, the Texans, the Dolphins, and of course the Kansas City Chiefs. I think to me, correct me if I'm wrong here, Best, I think this is between the Dolphins and probably, oh man, this is tough. I'll go Dolphins here.
It's just obvious. I think the Dolphins are the obvious number six. They're still going to be good. They're still going to be dangerous. But we saw that they kind of have a flawed construction. I think they're taking a step back by losing Christian Wilkins and Tua Tagovailoa. Can he really compete with these other quarterbacks we're looking at? Mahomes, Lamar, Burrow, Allen, and Stroud. He is not on the same level as those guys. He just is.
No, and again, I think the offense will be fine, but the defense that was bad last year, you mentioned it, Christian Wilkins no longer there. Their edge rushers, they're older and not great. They should be getting, what, Jalen Phillips back, which is obviously a huge
But I think Xavier Howard is gone too, right?
Yeah, and then Jalen Ramsey, another year older. Andrew Van Ginkle, if I'm not mistaken. Did he sign a longer contract?
Or I think he went to Detroit, didn't he?
Andrew Van Ginkle, I apologize. I remember seeing that come through. Vikings. He went to the Vikings.
Somewhere up north. I knew it was close.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, that's a loss at a already thin group. The Dolphins defense is going to be, we'll say it, two scoops of ass. Yeah, they will be. All right. That leaves a top five. All right, Richard, you can put the Dolphins at number six.
Knee-jerk reaction right here. Cincinnati Bengals is how I'm feeling. Just respect due to Joe Burrow, but I think their roster is outclassed by these other teams. Buffalo maybe too, you know, we can consider here, right?
What's funny is that means you and I have the same top three, or at least the three same teams in the top three. I'm with you. It's between the Bills and the Bengals. The Bills are old and lost a lot of pieces. The Bengals, I don't know their game plan. I don't know their game plan.
Do they?
I don't know if they know their game plan. They just signed Trent Brown, if I'm not mistaken, correct? The right tackle. Let me just confirm this. This came through today.
They did. You know, they've got two sumo wrestlers at tackle.
And what's interesting is I think Trent Brown in a nutshell is fine. Just how I think Orlando Brown Jr. in a nutshell is fine. They're both, I would say, above average at their position. But they're not quick. They're not fast. Joe Burrow is not a guy who moves around in the pocket a lot. Speed rushers can get to both of those guys. I'm just, there are going to be games where Joe Burrow is going to have all day against power rushers. He's going to have all day. Against speed guys, oh boy, Joe Burrow is going to be on his back. The Bills, on the other hand, I've always liked Josh Allen more than Joe Burrow. Sorry. I know that's somewhat of a hot take because of what has transpired in the playoffs, but I just think he's more talented. There's more upside in Josh Allen than Joe. I will say I'm nervous about Stephon Diggs. He took a big step back last year, but when he took a step back, the offense actually was better for Buffalo. They found a way to become more balanced. So I almost think the Buffalo Bills are in a better position because offensively, I think they found something there. While the Bengals are going to have to still do the exact same thing game after game, this time with no Joe Mixon. And I don't trust the Bengals' defense a ton. I don't trust the Bills' defense, but it's not like I'm sitting here going, yeah, the Bengals got a great D too.
I do trust Lou Anarumo to call a good game, though. I really do. Their defense coordinator is great, but I'm with you. I think Josh Allen is just, I mean, obviously from the neck down, a more talented player than Joe Burrow. For my money, he's the second best quarterback in the league. I think he is the only one when he's on one who can play at a Mahomesian level. He can't do it all the time. And that's the difference between him and Pat. I think Pat is much more consistent, especially when the bright lights are on, but he can turn it up to that level. I don't think Joe Burrow has that physical skill set to get quite there. Oh, but I agree with you. The Bills have bled some talent, but I do like the auxiliary talent they've added on offense. I like Khalil Shakir. I like James Cook. I like Dalton Kincaid. I expect them. I'm a little bit worried about them drafting ahead of us because I expect them to probably draft a wide receiver. I could easily see them doing that. Oh, it's very close between these two teams.
I'll actually go with you because you let me fight for the Raiders at 9. So I'll let you choose this one.
I'm going to go Bengals at 5. Organizationally, I just have more trust in the Bills. I just do. I think the Bengals have shaky ownership. And we don't know what's going to happen with T. Higgins. I mean, if you think the Stephon Diggs saga is interesting, I mean, is T. Higgins even going to be in Cincinnati here in a few months?
Yeah, the Chiefs and Bengals have one player, Snead and Higgins. And what is going to happen, that remains to be seen. So we'll go with the Bills at 4, which leaves 3 teams left. The Chiefs, the Texans, the Ravens. This is tough for me.
It's time to pat ourselves on the back too, because a year ago at this time, I think you were as high as anybody in the game on the Texans. And I think I was as high as anybody outside of Baltimore on the Ravens, predicted them to win the AFC North when the Bengals were still all the rage. Just two really well-run, well-coached football teams.
No one believed me with the Texans. No one believed me. People called me crazy. I am crazy. You're correct. But I was right this one time. The Texans are building this thing the right way, and they are supplementing this team with a lot of nice veteran pieces. They have all these top-end players on rookie deals, and now they're finding ways to supplement with veterans. I'm sorry. Dude, I don't know. I don't know if it's Texans or Ravens. It's like 2A, 2B for me. The Ravens lost Geno Stone, a very good safety.
They lost their defensive coordinator too.
They brought in Derrick Henry, who I actually was one of the few guys I think will make a difference in that particular offense, right? That's a phenomenal fit. I would hate being an edge rusher trying to decide, oh, bleep, am I going to get shook by Lamar or trucked by Derrick?
The aesthetic is just elite too. They're going to look so cool back there together.
Oh, it's going to be phenomenal. But CJ Stroud has a better arm. Mm-hmm. But do we see a sophomore slump? That's my one concern, is if we see a little bit of a, okay, well, this is what we saw on tape, but he'll have a full season, hopefully, with Tank Dell. Nico Collins is still there. You know, I love me some Dalton Schultz. I love the offensive line. The defense is so much better. Man.
I like their backup tight end, too. The kid from Miami. What's his name? God, I'm just blanking on it.
Jake Ferguson? Not Jake Ferguson.
No, that was not Jake Ferguson.
Mike Gesicki.
No, it will come to me. Give me a second.
I think I'm going Ravens 3, Texans 2. You know what? I'm going with my gut. My gut tells me Texans 2, Ravens 3. Yeah, you probably muted yourself if I'm guessing here best.
Yep, I'm trying to look this up. And Brevin Jordan. I like Brevin Jordan. He's kind of an explosive second tight end. I think I'm with you. I really trust John Harbaugh and Eric DaCosta, the general manager. I think they're probably going to have a strong draft like the Ravens almost always do. I love a lot of the players on that team. Kyle Hamilton, I mean, he was glued to Travis Kelce. What can you do? What more could he possibly have done to stop, you know, the unstoppable Travis Kelce? Like Lamar, but I agree with you. I think CJ Stroud has a ceiling as a passer and a player that exceeds what we've seen from Lamar.
Which is crazy to say about a guy who's won two MVPs.
It is. It is. But he's the most talented runner we've ever seen at the quarterback position. That includes Michael Vick. That includes Cam Newton. He's one of one on that front. But we saw some limitations during closing time in the AFC Championship. We just did. We saw some issues with his processing, with his accuracy. CJ Stroud had one of the best rookie years we've ever seen in the history of the sport. I like that coaching staff. I really do. I think they're kind of doing their San Francisco thing there. And Will Anderson, we haven't mentioned his name yet. He's an absolute game wrecker on the defensive side. I don't know that combination of Tank Dell and Nico Collins is really sexy too. Like you said, on rookie deals, thank goodness they didn't get Keenan Allen. If you put Keenan Allen in the slot next to those guys, it is scary hours. So I'm kind of glad that Keenan got shipped to the NFC actually.
Joe Mixon was the addition. But Danielle Hunter, Danico Autry, Al Shahir, Jeff Okuda, Jimmy Ward, Jalen Petrie, and Derek Stingley Jr. To round out the secondary. I mean, this Texans defense, I think, is going to surprise people. They re-signed Derek Barnett today. I'm going Texans too, man. I know Flapjack City ain't happy. Says this list would make a blind man see y'all crazy. I'm going Texans too. I love what they've done.
It's very hard to make one of these lists pre-draft sitting here in mid-March. Quick side note, side tangent. I think Trent McDuffie has been a better player than Derek Stingley so far. And for the Chiefs to get him at, 21, when Derek Stingley was a top 10 pick, just phenomenal turn of events for Brett Veach and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, they've both been absolutely elite. I don't think either party is upset with their guy.
No. And how crazy is it that we've been talking for 40 minutes about these rankings, and not once did we question who's numero uno, and that's our Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, why would we question it? It's who they are, baby.
It's because they are. And Chris Jones is coming back. They added Hollywood Brown. Drew Tranquil is coming back. We still have the draft. The Chiefs are still going to do some bargain shopping like they do every year and bring in some vets that will probably actually be starters for this team and difference makers. They always do that, whether it's Mike Edwards or Melvin Ingram or whoever. Donovan Smith is still out there. He could be back. So the Chiefs are number one with the bullet. Like Ric Flair says, to be the man, you have to beat the man. And only one time in the last 5 years has an AFC team prevented the Chiefs from going to the Super Bowl. That was the Bengals, and they had to do it in overtime.
It's crazy, this run of dominance. It's crazy, this excellence that the Chiefs' streak is on. And we're not being homers when we put the Chiefs one. It's reality. And that's what makes this so fun. That's what made this this game so enjoyable. We're not trying to talk ourselves into why the Chiefs could or potentially they might be number one. It's trying to find out who's 2 through 16 because the Chiefs are clearly number one and then there's a gap. And that's what is so damn impressive about this.
Yeah, and I think there's probably a bigger gap between like the Chiefs and Dolphins at number six than there is between the Dolphins and Patriots. I think these top five teams are head and shoulders above the rest of the AFC, and they've kind of sorted themselves out. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I think the top five is the clear-cut top five. I think the top three, in my opinion, is about the clear-cut top three. Like, I think you have the Chiefs at one, second tier is Texans, Ravens, third tier is Bills, Bengals, fourth tier is Dolphins, Jets, Browns, Raiders, Jags, Colts. Next tier is Steelers, Chargers, and then the final tier for me is Titans, Broncos, Patriots.
Yeah, I'm good with that. And that third tier of Bills, Bengals is just totally out of respect for those two quarterbacks. Correct. At any time, if their franchise does right around them, they could surge back into the top two or three. You know, they have that kind of potential. Just they haven't had very good off seasons, to be frank.
And I will say this about the Bengals. They're probably going to be healthier for the first time in a while. I know there's probably some Cincy fans who will listen to this and probably not get the full picture. They might just see we have the Bengals at five and say, oh, disrespectful. But what I will say is, in their defense, they are the one team, as you mentioned, and that's in the past. I get all that stuff. We're talking about the future. This is 2024, not 2022, whatever it is. But they haven't been healthy. They haven't had T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, and whatever happens with T. Higgins remains to be seen. But Ja'Marr Chase was banged up. Joe Burrow has been banged up. If they come back and they're healthy, that should at least give them maybe more. Maybe we're not giving them enough credit and we're taking too much injury into account here.
Very tough division. Tyler Boyd is gone. Joe Mixon's gone. Joe Burrow missed some time last year. Sometimes it's tough to come back and be crisp right away after you've missed time due to a significant injury. He kind of was never really right last season at all. I mean, maybe there was a short window where he felt good and was playing at the peak of his powers. But I think the Bengals actually made a mistake not sitting Joe Burrow for the first month of last season. Sorry about that siren. I don't know. Stuff's going crazy in the background here. So,
oh, I can't hear it. So I think you're just going crazy on the podcast.
It's completely possible.
We are witnessing Adam Best's breaking point. This is actually a show called Split, and it's going to see all of Adam Best's personalities.
Well, if something pushed me, it was you and the Raiders. And your love for the Raiders.
Best. I'm driving down to this week. What, you're in Louisiana this week now? I don't give a hoot where you're at. I have a certain set of skills, a certain lack of skills, and I will find you. And I probably won't do much besides drink a beer. I don't know.
What team outside of the top five do you think, as a long shot, as a dark horse, in the next two seasons has the best chance to do what the Houston Texans did and catapult into that top three or so? I have someone in mind, but I want to hear who you think.
Oh, I think the obvious one's the Colts.
Yep. Yep. I'm totally on board with that.
Yeah. I think the obvious one, because Anthony Richardson, we saw in a limited sample size, the upside, right? We also saw him struggle, but they are trying to do a similar style of what the Texans did. You got to get him some weapons, right? I don't know who their tight end is at the moment. That was a big reason why I love what the Texans did, was they actually gave C.J. Stroud some options, a quick little hitter, a veteran tight end over the middle. They had a good offensive line. I think the Colts have a pretty good offensive line for the most part. I think the Colts would be that team.
Yeah. My second pick would be the Chargers, just because I think if you're going to pick these dark horse teams to make the jump, you're betting on quarterbacks. And quarterbacks that are paired with strong head coaches, those are good bets. And I think probably the Chargers, our judgment is a little clouded there. They're cleaning house. They're starting over. They've had overpaid veterans who can't stay in the field and a head coach who didn't know what the hell he was doing. Now, I think Brandon Staley, fine defensive coach, but as the CEO of that football organization, was completely in over his head. And they're finally like turning the page on this Derwin James, Bosa, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams era. So we've got a good left tackle. So I think they have a direction, and that's more than I can say for the Denver Broncos.
Yeah. I like this. I like this.
Any other parting shots here?
I think that I think I was right. I feel right now, vindicated.
Well, we'll see how you feel next year at this time. We're probably going to be all over the map, you know.
Don't bring it up.
When the Steelers and Jags win their division and the Ravens bottom out and Joe Burrow shoves it in our face, we will do the Men in Black to our audience and pretend this episode never happened. But that's all we've got for you guys today. Props to chat and our members. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. If you haven't liked this podcast yet, please do. And also subscribe if you're not a subscriber. That really helps us. Audio pod listeners, 5-star reviews. We'll only take a moment. Does us a huge solid there. All that helps AA grow. Join us next Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Central right here on the Arrowhead Attic channel. Until then, go Chiefs.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.